Well, since the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, gun control has roared back as a political issue ahead of November's midterm elections. It's even percolating in some of the rural congressional districts where President Trump is popular. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports from northern New York.
When Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik held town hall meetings here in New York's 21st district earlier this month, she kept hearing this from constituents like Marianne Johnson.
Guns are a very important part of our culture up here for hunting, for sport, for self-protection. But assault weapons are a very different kind of animal.
Johnson spoke in the fire hall in tiny Moriah, New York. And she's right. This is a place where guns and hunting are a way of life. But Johnson says a lot of her neighbors think some types of guns should be banned.
It could happen right here to this group of people. It could happen at a school concert, the movie theater, the mall. What can we do about the assault weapons to get them from harming people?
Incumbent Stefanik's sprawling district stretches from the outskirts of Albany to the U.S.-Canada border. She has an A rating from the NRA. At this session, most of the people who spoke said they favor additional gun regulation, including a ban on assault-style weapons. Still, Stefanik told them she opposes the idea.
There are many gun owners who are law-abiding citizens, thousands in this district, that own semi-automatic weapons, and they use them for recreation, they use them for sports, they use them in some cases for hunting.
But these days, voters aren't letting the issue go. At meeting after meeting, guns come up and people push back against the idea that the Second Amendment should cover all firearms, including weapons with military features like high-capacity magazines.
I believe in our Second Amendment rights, and I think that we need to...
Despite the shift on guns by some of her constituents, Stefanik isn't budging. In fact, she voted recently to expand the rights of people who carry concealed weapons. But on the Democratic side of this House race, there is a big shift underway.
Yeah, this is the only issue on the campaign that I have actually substantially changed my position on.
Patrick Nelson is one of seven Democrats running in the primary here, hoping to unseat Stefanik. He says he, too, used to oppose a national ban on assault-style weapons, but that changed after Parkland.
I favor bringing back the assault weapons ban, and I've spoken with a lot of gun owners around the North Country, around the 21st District, that seem to feel the same way.
Until recently, it was normal in upstate New York for Democrats to seek the NRA's endorsement. The last Democrat elected to this district's House seat, he won the NRA's highest approval rating. But at a political forum in the district right after the Parkland shooting, the crowd pushed Democratic candidates to support gun control and oppose the NRA's ideas about school safety.
I'm a retired teacher. The last thing we need in schools are guns. Teachers don't want them.
Democratic candidates like Donald Boyajian responded by pivoting hard against the NRA.
They have a chokehold on Congress. You know what the NRA really stands for? Not relevant anymore. We need their influence out of Congress right now.
Conventional wisdom holds that gun control is a losing issue for Democrats, especially in competitive districts like this one that tilt rural and conservative. But some gun rights advocates say they worry support for their cause may be slipping, even here.
The NRA is an easy victim. I don't know why, because we advocate the Second Amendment.
Bernard Beebe is a farmer who came to a town hall meeting wearing an NRA ball cap. He points out that New York State already has tough gun laws, which he thinks violate his constitutional rights. In recent weeks, neighboring Vermont also tightened its gun laws dramatically.
Legislation will come, yes, because there's too many liberals that don't understand the Second Amendment.
So things have changed. For a long time, the idea that guns are a fixture here, a cornerstone of small-town life, that went pretty much unquestioned and unchallenged. Not anymore. Not after Parkland. The election in November will be a test of how far that political and cultural shift has gone. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Mann in northern New York.